going into your
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We will start recording.
Okay.
The إعراب. Yes, print it for Arabic. Print it out and make it and do it. They have to. There's no other form but to print.
He could.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah,
I hope you have your name on this.
That's right. So, we have Arab. We have something called marfu'. We have something called marfu'. Arab said marfu'.
Wait, I have a question. Do you know this? Marfu'.
No.
You are going to learn something in this class.
Yay!
Okay. Do I only have two?
Marfu'.
Yes.
So, marfu'.
Yeah.
Let's see what marfu' is. The marfu' form. So we come here and we say, okay, we're talking about marfu'. Marfu'.
It would be like
marfu'. Yeah. Marfu'. Okay. And the first thing we're going to do is single male nouns. So, how do we know, how do we put the single male nouns? Okay. Into marfu' form. Like for example, walad. Walad means?
Boy.
Boy. How to put walad into marfu' form? So, this is by adding.
People who said that they knew all of this, please speak up.
I never know it all. So, yeah.
Well, this is the second time
you said I know what sounds like.
So, waladun, waladun, or walad. Either waladun or waladun or waladu. Either waladun or waladu. ولد or ولد. So, ولد أو ولد is مرفوع form. Take notes. ولد. You got it. ولد. So, مرفوع either to ضمة. Do you know what Dhamma is?
I'm guessing you guys are
or one Dhamma.
Yeah, not sure. Do you need a piece of paper? Whoa, okay, I wrote a lot of good. Oh, so huge. Whoa, oh, that's fun. I'm just happy.
So,
if you guys just pulled out notes from last year,
you. Well, I could, but then I have to relocate my notebook, and, and I just like got my hardwood floors done, so like we have to go through a lot of
stuff.
What? Because we have to put everything inside boxes and like move everything out.
Okay, okay, let's focus here. Let's focus here. So, how to make single male nouns, how to make them marfu' form? You add. You put on the end either one dhamma or
two
dhammas.
Who knows what it's called when there's two dhammas?
Tanween.
Tanween. So two dhamma is tanween. Good.
Wait, what is marfu'?
Marfu' is one is an form of i'rab. Marfu' is form of what i'rab. Okay.
What is i'rab?
Huh?
Yeah, what is i'rab? Because I can't find this inside the conversion.
I'rab means Arab means determine the grammar of a word. Determine the grammar of a word is Arab. So what I determine the grammar?
Conjugation.
Yeah. No, actually determine the grammar of a word is better translation. Got it?
Sure.
So we were going to say
don't argue.
Arab.
Not arguing with you.
Okay, which is here. Determine the grammar of a word, which is determine equals to determine the grammar. 2M, right?
Yeah.
And MMA or E?
E.
Off words.
It's like calendar. It's with an A.
No, it's an E, trust me. No,
is it an A?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I figured out. I just want to double check.
Oh, for the record, that's, you can call him Dr. Zaney.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Doctor. Hey, what do you do for a living?
Engineering.
Yeah. And then I would be Lina. I don't know. I'm guessing Ahmed. What do you guess? Mahmoud.
Close enough.
Wait, you're Mahmoud.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, what is the marfu' form? And for single male noun, it is? It is? Dhamma. Okay. How about the marfu' form for single female nouns?
Bindun.
MashaAllah. Very, very smart. Bintu. Benton. Ben to or Ben ton. Benton. So we have marfu', we have and this is the tanween form. This is the tanween form. Okay. So, it is, again, one dhamma or two dhamma. You got it?
You develop patterns.
You got that one? Okay. So single male nouns and single female nouns are the same, basically. So you can say single nouns in general, single nouns. Okay. So we can say those are the same. These are the same. You got that part?
Yep.
Okay. How about now we go into double? Double male noun. Let me call it double noun because it doesn't make a difference. It's the same. It switches here. Male or female. How do you make it marfu'? Let me give you an example of, let's give you a word. And the word is bintan. I'm sorry.
Bintanu?
Bent. The word is bent.
Bintan.
How do you make it? This is singular now. How do you make it double?
Bintan.
Bintan.
Or
Bintan. Bintan. Now, if it is single, then it is Bintu. Okay, just to avoid confusion, I'm just going to give the double right away. Bintan.
Or you could do what you do in math and box your hands in. What guys prefer to? Because
I don't even do that in math anymore.
So, the marfu' form here is and waladan, and then waladan.
Did we ever start recording?
Yes. And waladan. So, bintan and waladan. Waladani. So, bintani or waladani. What is the form of marfu' here? Alif, right?
Kasra.
Bil-alif.
Oh. Okay.
So, here, marfu' بالالف مرفوع بالالف مرفوع بوات
بالالف
so بنتان so what just we didn't do that yet but let me see if you know it or not how to make this منصوب بنتان منصوب becomes
بنات
بنتين بنتين I remember it now?
Yeah.
No. You said, ooh, ooh.
I sort of remember. I thought of something, and yeah. Then it was wrong.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, that is marfu' bil-alif. So now, let's do the form. The mansub form. So mansub form. So mansub mansub okay for single male nouns what is mansub
So there's
marfu',
there's mansub, there's
majrur. Majrur and majzum. Majzum is not for nouns.
Sure.
Nouns don't become majzum. It's
the,
for a verb.
Sure.
Yeah. So, okay. So now mansub for walad. What is mansub for walad?
Walad.
Waladan. Walada or waladan. So, walad.
Oh, okay.
Walad. So, walada. Waladan. Yes, this is tanween form.
Binta, bintan.
And this fatha. Here, one fatha. to Fatha. So, waladun is one Fatha. Waladan is walada is one Fatha. Waladan is two Fathas, which is the Tanween form. Right? What time do you have?
What?
What time?
I'm just going to teach you the forms that normal.
Anybody has the time?
Yes, I do.
It's
9:40.
Okay, good. All right, so we still have time. Okay, so now, how about for the single female nouns? They are the same. So what do we do with bent?
Binta u benten.
Binta u benten. That's right. So here it is. Binta wa bintan. Okay, so binta wa bintan. So this mansub with what? Bil fatha. Yeah. So mansub bil fatha. So here is one fatha.
No, that's a kas.
Fatha. And then two fatha.
Oh, yeah,
okay. So, and this is the Tanween form. You got that part? You got that part?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the double? Male or female? Like bintan, waladan. What do we do it?
Bintana.
No.
Oh, banat.
No, banat's plural. Okay. And instead of bintan, they are going to be?
Bintain.
Bintain, that's right. So we have bintain. And waladain. Bintain. Waladain. Bintain and waladain. You got it? Bintain and waladain. Got it? So, marfu' bilya. So we do like this. Say, so we say marfu' bilya. I'm sorry, mansub bil ya. Mansub bil ya. So here mansub. So that's mansub bil ya. You got that part? Okay. Now, let's do the majrur.
Majrur
no. Majrur.
You already did this one.
We did.
Oh, no, we didn't. Oh,
you have your textbook with you?
Yes.
You have your textbook? Huh?
We didn't get a textbook.
We didn't get a textbook.
How about you?
Well, we have one from the last year.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all right.
Okay. So that's fine. Just asking. So this is majrur?
Bil kasra.
Majrur. So what is majrur? Yes, bil kasra. For a single noun, it's majrur bil kasra.
So
binta becomes what? Awalada becomes
waladi.
Yes, waladi. Waladi or waladin. Waladi wa la din. Waladi waladin. Right? So here, this is one kasra. Here is two kasra. One kasra, two kasra. Do you know kasra? Dhamma? Yes. And this is the tanween form. You got that part? So what do we do with bent? What do we do with bent?
We change it to binti.
Binti?
Or
bintin. Bintin. Binti and bintin. So, binti or bintin. Binti, bin, bin, tin, binti, bintin. So here, majrur bil kasra. Here's one kasra. And these are two kasra. Okay, one kasra, two kasra. Okay, and this is the tanween form here. Okay, how about double? No, double is the same. Same as Mansur. So, same as Mansur. So that's it. We got to break here. All right. So, now let's do this. I'm going to give you a word, and you try to write it, and in different form. Okay? I will not pronounce the last. The last haraka, so that you can get it for me, right? Okay, so let's see. Kitab. Write down kitab. Lina's going to get around, and later after we finish this word, she's going to get it. Walk around and find out what did you do. Kitab. Remember that. I didn't say the last key. Okay? Kitab. How do we make kitab marfu'?
Marfu'.
Marfu'. Now, when you say kitab, you're evading the i'rab. So some people use sukun to avoid i'rab. So, kitab, for example, kitab al-walad. Okay, when they say that, okay, they are evading the i'rab. Because i'rab is supposed to say the tashkil at the end. So I am going to evade the i'rab by making sukun. So I'm going to say kitab. Okay, now, how do you put kitab in a marfu' form? Write down kitab, and then put it in the marfu' form. Who tells me how?
Did you
actually do that?
What?
Oh, listen to me.
I know people with pass
get
that. No, I mean like a full on cast.
But the casts don't always come from your fingers.
So,
it's not like I can't move.
Okay, listen to me. Kitab. How do you make it marfu' form?
Kitabu.
Okay.
Or
kitabun. That's right. So, make it marfu' kitabu. Write down. Marfu' is kitabun or kitabu. So, what is kitabu? Is it a single noun, single male noun, single female noun, or double? Single male noun. How did you determine it's male?
Because
it doesn't have ta marbuta at the end. You're smart. Now, Shams is a female noun, single female noun, and it does not have a ta marbuta at the end. So these are called irregulars. Irregulars. So the irregulars, I want to judge you for the irregulars, really. I will try to always bring you regulars. So, because the regular ones requires memorization.
Aren't all plural irregular? All plural?
Yeah. There are regular plural, and there are irregular plural.
But aren't most of them
irregular? No, not really. So, now, just like in English, you say, for example, go, went, gone, right? But if you have something else like drink, no, this is
drink,
also irregular.
Drink,
no, this is also irregular. Drink, drank, drunk, right?
Yeah.
So, but if I say play, we said what?
Play. Yes.
Okay.
Play.
So that's standard. That's regular.
It's play.
Play.
Same thing.
What I'm trying to say here, this is regular. Now, what do you do? How did you figure out that go is not good? Good.
Memorization.
Exactly.
When
so
English
that is,
language requires a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of memorization.
Yeah.
Well, just like a person.
Criterion. Criterion is the single, criteria is the plural. You know, this is all the regulars that you need to remember. Okay. So now let me give you. Also having an S, foot, feet, feet.
Mice. There's also swim.
Yes, there are a bunch of regulars. Okay, now let's convert kitab into double. Let's convert the kitabu into double. Yes. Kitabu, let's make kitabu.
Another conversation for another time.
Kitabu.
Double.
Kitabu is double, single. So we want to convert it into double. So what is it?
Kitaben.
Kitaben.
See, I was right.
Okay. Why did you say kitaben, not kitabain? Because it's marfu'. Because kitabu. So it's marfu'.
Yeah,
so the next time, if I say convert kitaba,
it's kitaben.
No, kitabain.
Oh, okay.
Because it's right there. How about if I say make convert kitabin. If I say convert kitabin. So kitabain.
Yeah.
So only so did you write that? Now, let me choose another thing. There are certain exceptions, but they are not a lot. So you can pretty much what you see on the board here pretty much is standard. And standard is pretty much the case.
Can you give us some exceptions?
Well, can you not give any exceptions on the board?
The name of Fir'aun, for example. You cannot say Fir'aunun. It's Fir'aun. Okay? And I'm going to explain to you later when do you use Tanween and when you don't use Tanween. Okay. So foreign names, you don't use Tanween. Fir'aun, is it Arabic name or foreign name?
Foreign
names. You cannot say Fir'aunun. Okay? If we talk about Mus. Huh?
Or unless it's like a Arabic
no.
Name,
like for example, if you want to talk about Mas.
Ahmed.
Masr, which is Egypt.
Ahmed.
Mas.
Misr.
You don't say Misrun because it's not an Arabic word, it's a foreign word.
So what about
okay. How about Muhammad? No, you say Muhammad Muhammadun. Muhammad. Or Muhammadi Muhammadin. Okay, or Muhammada, Muhammadan. You see? Got it? Got this part right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is just like a hint. When do you use Tanween and when you don't use Tanween? Just a hint. Small hint. Okay? All right. So. Now, let me make a quiz for you. So. Okay, so time for a quiz.
Yay!
In the same subject.
Is it graded?
I'm going to know.
Yay!
Practice quiz.
Practice
okay.
quiz.
Woo.
I'm going to leave the board so that you can compare to what's in the board. Okay?
Okay. Let's do this.
Okay. I'm going to give you a name.
Yep.
Okay? Which is a female name. Which is a regular female name, which is Shams. Which is Shams.
Mm-hmm.
It's a female without ta marbuta.
Mm-hmm.
Got it? So, Shams.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shams. How do we make it marfu'?
Shamsun.
That's right.
Shamsu,
Shamsun.
What?
Shamsu or Shamsun? Like in Surah Al-Shams, وَالشَّمْسُ وَضُحَاهَا.
Isn't it
وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا?
وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا.
I'm sorry. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا.
What is life? I thought I was wrong, apparently.
وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. This is Kasra. Here. Okay? So now, how do you make it? So, Shams, are you writing down?
Wait, why are we supposed to write that? Isn't it oral quiz?
Okay, let's
no,
make
we,
it oral quiz.
Okay,
okay. Shams, and then we want to make it mansub. So what
Shamsa
do we do?
Shamsa or Shamsan?
Shamsa or Shamsan, that's right.
Shamsan.
Whatever happened to your hands, they go up in the air.
Right?
Oh, remember what happened
this
when...
This is the weekend, ain't nobody got time for
that. Okay, so now... Shamsa, Shamsin. How do we make it majroor? Shamsin.
But that Shamsin doesn't sound right. It sounds weird.
Shamsin.
No.
Shamsin.
Where
is someone's
name?
Shamsin.
Like a guy called like a person, a lady or a guy called Shams. So we say Min Shamsin. Min Shamsin.
Okay.
What's the double of
what's the double of Shams?
Shamsan.
Marfu' form is
Shamsan.
Okay, mansub and majrur form is
Shamsan.
Let me ask you a question. How about majzum form?
Shamsan. No, Shams.
There is none.
There is none.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. There is no majzum for nouns.
Oh.
And there is no majrur for verbs. No majzum for nouns, no majrur for verbs. Got it?
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Let's pick another word. Let's pick the word al-qamar. Al-qamar is a male word. So people say, Shams is greater than al-qamar. Shams is greater than al-qamar. So the female Shams greater than the male Qamar. So then some people say, oh, male gender. People who are genderist, they say male is better than female.
It's sexist.
No, right genders.
It's sexist.
No, gender.
Everybody says it's sexist.
It's sexist is the right word. Genderist isn't
genderist
a word.
Is,
I want to avoid the use of the thing. How do you say? Genderist?
Okay. Oh,
there's not
okay. But
from gender?
That way.
Yeah. To
well,
make it clean.
Let's just create a new word here, add it to the Urban Dictionary, genderist.
Yeah.
Sure.
Genders. So, okay. So what is al-qamar? What is, how to put it in marfu' form?
Marfu' is al-qamaru, al-qamarun.
Qamaru, wa-qamarun. That's right. Qamaru and qamarun. Qamaru, qamarun. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Do we use tanween form if you have alif lam? So if I have al-qamar, can I say al-qamarun?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
What?
If you have alif lam, you cannot use tanween form.
Al-qamar.
So al-qamaru, you can't say al-qamarun. It's al-qamaru.
Okay.
Al-qamaru, al-qamari, al-qamara. So let's convert al-qamar into nouns, into double.
Al-Qamaran. No, Qamaran. No.
Qamaran.
Yes.
This is double marfu or mansub? This is double what? Marfu or mansub?
That is double
marfu. So, yeah.
Yes.
Qamaran. Qamaran. Okay, Qamaran is marfu. And Qamarain is mansub or majroor. Got it?
Okay.
Okay, so 8:20 to 45 minutes each class, right?
Yeah, so aren't we
8:20 or 8:25 or 40 minutes? 8:25 to 9:25 to...
Yeah, I told you.
Oh yeah, we're
late.
Second period.
Okay, don't forget to go online.
I'm really late today. I forgot.
Okay, let's.
This year is so much less organized.
4 minutes late. Make up your mind.
4 minutes.
That's 11 minutes to transfer to whatever class you're in.
We should have been a lot handier.